friend, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Morasi Sheyichyu, and Lerefuas Harav Chaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegalea, and Lerefuas Sara Lebas Rivka, and for the entire world, Sheni Vosha B'Tshuas Olamim. We are going to be learning the Inyan of Shliach for Tofes Tal Chol, based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Hagon, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Tzatzau, Tosfos Gittin, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Dibor Maschil HaTofes, writes, Afilu Aso Shliach, that this rule, that a tofes lebal chov, that if you grab for a debtor, if you grab for a creditor from a debtor, meaning Reuven owes Shimon money, and you grab from Reuven on behalf of Shimon, if it's chov la'acherim, if it'll disadvantage others who are also owed money, lo kana, and Tosa says, afilu asa'o shaliach, even if this person who is grabbing the money was made into a shliach, it doesn't matter. The rule is that a tofis lebal chov v'makom shechov la'acherim lo kana. Even if he made him into a shliach, k'demuchach beperek hakosev, as we see in Ksubis, Gav Yemar Bar Choshu, the Amarle L'Shluchais, you see in Gemara there in Ksubis that Yemar Bar Choshu made a shliach to be Tofes, and the Gemara there applies the rule of Tofes L'Bal Chov Mokishchav L'Acherim L'Okana. So you see this applies, even if this person is made into a shliach, it doesn't matter. Tofes L'Bal Chov Mokishchav L'Acherim L'Okana. Continues Tosis to the Loka Pirish Rashi. And this is in contrast to the commentary of Rashi, who explained in Bav Mitzi in the first perek, the Baso Shliach L'Kulei Alma Kona, that if he's made into a Shliach, everybody holds that he's Kona, so this rule only applies if he's not a Shliach. But if he's a Shliach, we say that a Tofis L'Bachov Afilu Makushal Chab L'Acherim is Kona. Just if he didn't make him a Shliach, lo Kona, but if he made him a Shliach, Kona. Dein Chilik Dafilu Lo Aso Shliach Shluchahu. According to Rashi, it doesn't matter. Even if he didn't make him a shliach, he's still a shliach. Why? Because he's being zoch on his behalf. He's acquiring on his behalf. And zechiah, this ability to acquire on somebody's behalf, is mitam shlichus. It's because it's like he was appointed a shliach. So therefore, we have a machlokas here, Rashi Tosis. What's the din of ha-mana shliach, litfos lebal chov, b'makum shachav la'acherim? A person's appointed a shliach. Is he kon or not? Rashi holds yes. Tosis holds no. The Rosh and Bav Metzia Paragalef Simen Chazayin asks on Rashi. First of all, we have Tosfos, because Tosfos says, look, we have a Gemara in Ksubis in Perek HaKosev that applies this rule even in the case where he was made into a Shliach. So the Rosh adds a Kasha on Rashi, that according to Rashi, you would have to say that just like HaTofes L'Bal Chov V'Makom Shechov L'Acherim is Kana, if he's a Shliach, so Hu Adin, that if a person makes a Shliach to be magbia mitzia, we would say hamagbia mitzia lechavero kana chavero. The time of the magbia mitzia lechavero lo kana chavero mishum dehavalei ketofes lebal chov b'makom shechav la'acherim. What's the reason that you can't be tofes hamagbia mitzia lechavero lo kana chavero? If you acquire a mitzia on behalf of your friend, you lift the mitzia on behalf of your friend, what's the reason that you're not kona? Because it's like being tofes lebal chov v'makom shechav la'acherim. So, according to Rashi, it would come out logically that if he's made into a shliach to be magbia this mitzia, to lift this mitzia on behalf of his friend, then he would be kone. So, after the Rosh makes that logical jump, he says, "Vim ken kasha de begamara boy lo chuche ledina de magbia mitzil chaver de lo kana chavero. Masis and dayaroche bagabe behem rosa mitzia vamala chavero. Tinani lat la vamar nizachisi bazachaba. Vahasam alo aso shliach. Darmalei tnali v'katani de lo kana mishum dochav la'acherim. So he says that if Rashi is correct, then the Gemara doesn't make sense, because the Gemara wants to prove the rule of magbia mitzia lechavero lo kana chavero from a case where a shliach is appointed, and even though a shliach is appointed, still lo kana. When somebody appoints his friend to pick up a mitzia, and he says tnali, and the person takes it and he doesn't give it, takes it for himself, he's not kona for his friend. Why? Because hamagbia mitzia lechavero lo kona chavero. Aye, but there it's talking about where he was memanahim a shliach. So you see that even if he points him a shliach, we still say hamagbia mitzia lechavero lo kona chavero. And as we said before, the same rule of hamagbia mitzia lechavero lo kona chavero would apply to Tofis Labacho from Makam Shechav La'acherim. It comes from the same place, that you can't acquire for somebody if other people are going to be disadvantaged. So if there's a mitzia, other people are going to be disadvantaged when you're kona. Therefore you can't be kona on behalf of your friend. But Rashi would say that if you appoint a shliach, you can be. Because that's what Rashi holds about Angviyam Tzilechavero Tofis Labacho from Makam Shechav La'acherim. If you're appointed a shliach, then it works. But here, you see in this Gemara that even though he was appointed a shliach to be kona, this, to be magbia this mitzia for his friend, it isn't effective. So you see that it doesn't matter whether he was appointed a shliach or not appointed shliach. We say tofes lebal chov or magbia mitzira, magbia mitzia. In either case, if it's makom shechav la'acherim, then it's lo kona. So that's the lo kerashi. This is against Rashi. Why? Because whenever you're chav la'acherim, regardless of whether or not you're appointed a shliach, we say lo kana. Beautiful. So that's the Rush's Kasha and Rashi in the first parak, in the 27th siman in Bava Mitzia. The Ritva also asks on Shitas Rashi, from what the Gemara proves from the Braisa, that if somebody says to someone else, "Asei mi malacha, yom do malacha for me today," then the Mitzias that he finds belong to the Balabayas. Why? Because Magbia Mitzia Lechavero, Kana Chavero. So the Gemara wants to prove that if you lift up a mitzvah for your friend, you're kone. But frek the Ritva, my mochiach, what's the raya? There, the Baal HaBayis made him a shliach, and therefore his mitzvah, what he finds, belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So according to Rashi, there should be no raya that I'm a gbiya mitzvah lechavero kone chavero, because this is where he was appointed a shliach. Why does the Gemara try to prove from your gbiya mitzvah lechavero kone chavero? It must be, appointing him a shliach, it does not factor in. In the Urim V'Tumim, in Siman Kufhei, Sif Katan Aleph, he brings Rashi in Beitza, in Lamites Amid Aleph, that it's mafurish b'divrei Rashi, that amagbiya mitzia b'shlichus chavero, lo kana chavero. That if he's magbiya mitzia, if he lifts a mitzia, picks it up, b'shlichus chavero, what should Rashi hold? Kana chavero, right? Because Rashi says that if you're appointed a shliach, then you're kona. But the reality is the opposite. Rashi says lo kana chavero, because it's tofes lebal chov makom shechav la'acherim. So from all of this, it would appear b'das Rashi that shlichus is effective, it's only b'tofes lebal chov mamish. But not magbiya mitzia, because we brought the kasha from the Ritva, and we have the kasha of the Tumim, the Yonis and Ibishitz, that he brings in a furisha Rashi, that magbiya mitzia lechaver b'shluchus chaver lo kana. So, and we have the kasha of the Rosh, that shows that magbiya mitzia lechaver b'shluchus chavero lo kana. So because of all these kashas, medarv zogin, as they say in Spanish, it would appear b'das Rashi that shlichus is effective is only if you're mamish toifis lebal chov mamish. If somebody appoints a shliach to be toifis from a bal chov, from somebody who owes money, then it's effective. But a magbia mitzia lachavero, even if he's appointed a shliach, it's not going to be effective. And we have to understand why. What's the difference? Because he's tofis lachov makshchav lacherim, so shlicha should work just like it works in the classical case of tofis lachov makshchav lacherim. And also, we have to be miyashev kashan Rashi from Yemar bar Chashu. In the case of Yemar bar Chashu, ksubis, you see, he appointed the person a shliach to be tofis, and the Gemara there says lo kana chavera. There, it's mamish talking about tofis lebal chov. And even though he appointed him a shliach, still lo kana chavera. Zech anachu nistader im ze. So, explains Reb Chaim, based on the previous siman in the Sefer and Shari Chaim and Siman Lamed Beis, which not coincidentally we had Shi'urim on just yesterday, so anybody can listen there and be misaneg al Hashem, be medushan oneg. So he explains that gvias chov, a collecting of a debt, is shayach betray anpe, is shayach in two different instances. One is midin kinyanim, that the malves is zeich in the mammon, is kind of the mammon, and that's how the chov is collected. Moreover, another way is that if the mammon comes into the hands of the malve, this is considered, even without him being kone, just the fact that it came into his hands, or it was misyached lepiron, it was set aside for payment, so he's zoch in the mammon automatically, the mammon didei ka'ashkach, because it's really his. Because it turns out that this was his money, even without a ma'aseh kinyan. So one way he can acquire this chov is if he's konet. Another way is setting this aside as payment for the chov, and then it turns out that this is really his all along. So even without a ma'aseh kinyan, belongs to him. So those are the two ofanim, two variations of being collecting a chov. One is mitoch kinyan, and one is, it's an automatic, because it's really his moment to start with. Once it's his moment to start with, like if you're miyached et lepiron, you set it aside for payment, it's an automatic that it's going to belong to him, even without a maisa kinyan. Yisod ha-davar betosis b'sanhedrim t'av samaches ha-mabez divor maschul katan, that a katan can be zocha b'malachto, katan can be zocha in his work, and in his schar tircha, and in his payment for his toils, midar raisa. Miktsos explains that it's a klal, that a katan can be zoche in his, Tosa says, in his labor, and in his payment, in his wages. That if he works for somebody, then he's owed his wages midar raisa. Miksos explains that the klal is that a katan can be zelcha bepiron chovo, and the reason is, this is a ktsos in reish mem gimel sif katan dalid, that for a chalos shem piron chov, you don't need gidrei kinyan mammon. The cotton can make this kinyan mammon, but you don't need it. It's enough to have a maisa piron. And then it just comes into the hands of the Baal Chov, and then it automatically belongs to him. Even without a maisa kinyan. Higia mammon liada malve. So just it coming into his hands, even without a maisa kinyan, you can make a maisa kinyan. But even if it comes to your hands even without a maisa kinyan, there's already shame maisa kvias chov. Because this is mammon didei, it's really his money. It's revealed that this was his money that came into his hands. So it's a memele, you don't need gidrei kinyan. So therefore a katan can be zoche in piron chov. A Katan can acquire his chov because he doesn't even need a kinyan. And we can add that even betfisa shalomidas halove, also you have these two variations. Now it's not only shaykh to have a maisa gviya bal korcho shalove, and then there's going to be a zechiyah smam and mikorach gviya, but you also have the other way. Not only that you do a maisik via, you do a maisikinyan, and then it becomes yours. You're zoch in the mammon because you did this gvia. But also b'derech kinyan. Now, you have two ofanim in collecting shalomidas halove. One is maisik via, that you do a maisik via and memela it belongs to you. That's, you don't need gidre kinyan mammon. It just comes into his hands. He did a maisik via and memela belongs to him, as we discussed in the previous shiurim. And the other way is b'derech kinyan. And a raya ledavar that kviyas chov b'derech shel kinyan works shalomidas halove is from what we find in Ksubis from Sariches Amar Aleph, that an almana can sell nichse yisomim, the property of the yisomim, to collect her ksuba shalobe based in. And the Gemara says that if she's kone it for herself, we say to her, in other words, she doesn't sell it to somebody else, she sells it to herself. So she could be mocheres b'nichse yisomim. She can sell the property of the yisomim shelo be'beis din. And if she sells it to herself, we say to her, man shamlach, who assessed it for you? And the Rishonim explain that the problem is we can't have a kon and a makne b'chad gavra. This woman can't be both the kona and the makna. She can't be the one making it acquired, the seller and the buyer. That's a problem. Tosis explains that a person can't hold on to karka of his friend without Beis Din giving it to him. You can't be machzik the karka of your friend without that the Beis Din gave it to you. Chora, we have to understand Tosis. An almana can sell to others shelo be Beis Din. So Maishna, why is it different? Shela Atzma, that for herself, she cannot sell Shelo Beveis Din. Why do we say that she can only sell, why do we say that she can sell to others Shelo Beveis Din, but to herself, she can't. If she can sell to others Shelo Beveis Din, why can't she sell to herself Shelo Beveis Din? And if you hold like Tosfos that we don't find the kona and a makna b'chad gavra, then you don't need to come on. If you hold like the other Rishonim that you hold, who say that you can't have a buyer and a seller who's one person, then you don't have to come onto the klal of Tosfos that the Beis Din has to give it to you. The Beis Din has to give you the other person's property. So we have to understand, if the woman can sell to other people, why can't she sell it to herself? Ma baya? So it's muchach from this, like we said, that there are two ofanim b'gviyas chov shalomidas halove, two ways to collect the chov against, not without the das of the love. One is b'derech maisik via, that he does a maisik via and automatically it becomes him because it's mamon didei, considered his mamon. And the other is b'derech kinyan mamon. And the two reasons mentioned require these two ofanim, these two ways. So definitely an almana was given koach limkor shelo be'beis din. Umitzad zeh, she could have sold even to herself. And even Tosis is modal as far as harishonim that we don't find a kona makna b'chad gavra. Can't be both the buyer and the seller. So that's problem number one. Problem number one is that yes, she can sell shelo bebeisdin, but she can't be both the buyer and the seller. So when we're talking about the kinyan of these nichsei gesalmim, so we have the problem when dealing with that type of gvia. We talk about the kinyan aspect, then we have the problem of ein kono makne begaver echad. You can't have a buyer and a seller in one person. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Man shamlach. Who sold you this karka? For I said it was sest. Usually that's what sham means. But who sold you this karka? Can't be that you sold it to yourself, because you can't have a buyer and a seller in one person. So that's when we're talking about that type of gviya, of a chov, that type of collection of a chov, where it's done b'derech kinyan. But let her be zocha for herself, shelo b'taras mechira, not in a way of sale, b'taras ma'isa gviya, and a ma'isa gviya like other gviyas chov. And then it's not going to be shaykh the giron, then we don't have the problem, we don't have the weakness of kona makna b'chad gavra. And on that, writes Tosfos, that lo mahani gviya, you can't collect without the beis din giving it to you. So you really have the Rishonim here, Siyata Dishmaya, they cover both type of collections. The Derech Kinyan collection, and the woman can't do that, she can't sell it because to herself, because then we say to her there's no buyer and seller in one person. And there's also the other type of Gviya, that it's collecting without a Maisa Kinyan, just you collect it, it goes into her hand, Kiviyachol, and then it's automatically hers, even without doing a Maisa Kinyan. It's automatically hers just by collecting it. The kinyan isn't automatic because it's mamun tida. It's really her money all along. It's really coming to her. And on that, Tosfos says, no, dasar bitnish, that doesn't work without the beloshiach sikuhu based in v'nipsim of vor ka'amar. So you see, as we said, that besides the gviya, besides the toras maisi gviya, besides the collecting, and then automatically it's yours, you can also be gove b'derech kinyan mamon. There's kinyan, and then there's maisik via. Maisik via, you collect, and automatically it's nikna to you. And then there's b'derech kinyan. And that's the way an almana is selling to others shelo b'vezdin. So an almana has the power to sell this to others, just not to herself. And this could be done b'derech ma'is, b'derech taras ma'isik via, and it can also be done b'derech kinyan mamon. This is also mavur in Tosis and Shvuah, stuff dalet amit beis divur maschel b'kol, ayin sham. So now it would appear as follows, that b'davar zeh chalukah hishlichus mizchia b'makom shechav la'acherim. In this matter, there's a distinction between zechia and shlichus in a case where it's chav la'acherim, and that's based on what we said in a previous shiur, b'shitas harif. This is brought in Siman Lamed Aleph of the Shaarei Chaim. This is we're in Siman Lamed Gimel. In Siman Lamed Aleph, he explains shitas harif. The zechiyah lo mahani elinyan zechiyas mamon. That when somebody gives money for somebody else, the middleman is holding the money, there's zechiyah, the money is acquired, but it still has to come into the hand of, there's no retracting, but it, until it comes into the hand of the person it's intended for, it is not, the transaction is not finished. He hasn't totally acquired it. Because there's this din that it has to come liyado. We said this in the Rif, possibly Rashi. Rashi changed his mind, maybe changed his mind for a different reason. That's, you can listen to that shir that we also explained b'siyata d'shmaya. So if that's true, then we understand the difference between shlichus and zechiyah. that by Zechia, the person who is Zocha, the person who acquires it on behalf of his friend, isn't like Yado Shel Malve. Isn't, if somebody is acquiring it on behalf of the lender, it's not like he's the hand of the lender. He's not considered an extension of the lender. So Mitzad the Maisa Tfisak Shel Atzmo, you can't say there was a Maisa of Gvias Chov, because the Zocha isn't like the hand of the Malve, that it should be considered that Igia Maman Liyado. What do we say about Zechia? Zechia means when you're Govei Chov, just it coming into your hand, even without a Maisa Kenyan, just the fact that it came into your hand, then automatically it's Nikna to you. But that's only if it came into your hand. If it didn't come into your hand, if it came into the hand of someone else, that doesn't count. That's not considered a Maisa Gvia. And the Piron Chov can only apply, can only take effect if you're Zoch in the Maman. And therefore, it doesn't work if it's Chav Lachrini. That when you have Yechalos Chiyus Maman, there's a Mania, there's a Hafka, there's a prevention, there's a barrier that does not allow this Chalos Chiyus Maman to be Chal if it's Chav Lachrini. Because you can't be Zocha for this person and be Chav and disadvantage another person. So, if you have a Piron Chav, and you want to do this Piron Chov al yedei zechias mamon, it's not going to work if it's Chov lachrini. Why? Because it didn't yet come into the hand of the person for whom it was intended. Because the hand of the Zoche is not like the hand of the Malve. There's a din that it has to actually come into the hand of the Malve. If it didn't come into the hand of the Malve, then it's no good. Then it's not considered a full zechia. It doesn't belong to him yet. And therefore, if this person took it on behalf of someone else, on behalf of the Malve, but it didn't actually come into the hand of the Malve, then really nothing happened. Because now we've prevented anything from happening here, any change in status. Because it's Chav Lachrini. And Chav Lachrini, it doesn't work. It's no collection at all. So I want to be Zoch on behalf of my friend. So Reuven owes my friend money. So I go to Reuven, I collect the money. The only problem is Reuven owes other people money as well. So if I go ahead and collect this money, I haven't collected it for my friend. It doesn't count that I collected it for my friend. Why? Because I'm Chav Lachrini. If my hand was an extension of my friend's hand for whom I'm collecting, then it would be fine. Then it's actually Higia Liyado. But this is not Higia Liyado. Because when we talk about Zechia, my hand is not an extension of my friend's hand. I could be Zocha for my friend, provided it's not Chav Lachrini. But if it's Chav Lachrini, then we have this Mania. Then something is stopping me from being Zocha on behalf of my friend. This is not considered as if it came into his hand, and therefore it's not chal at all. If it's not chav lacharini, then I can be zocha on behalf of my friend. Whether it came into his hand or not. At least, as we saw before, that the person giving it can no longer retract. But in the case where it's a chav lachrini, then nothing has happened when I take it because it hasn't come into his hand yet, and it's disadvantaging other people. So since this is disadvantaging other people, so coming into my hand is meaningless because it didn't come into his hand until it actually came into his hand. And me being Zocha on his behalf, it's not meaningful here because I'm Chav Lachrini. But I'm understanding if I wasn't chav la'achareini, so when it comes into my hand, like the Rif said, so the giver can no longer retract, and then when it comes into his hands, the acquisition is completed. But if I'm chav la'achareini, then it coming into my hand is nothing, because this chav la'achareini prevents. If I was his hand, then it coming into mine is coming into his hand, and it's his. But since it's chav la'achareini, so it coming into my hand is meaningless. B'chalos chias mamen, yesh hafmeniya ve'afka mishum d'chav la'achareini. Because you have no right, when it comes to other people, you have no right to take this into your hand at other people's expense. So this is all fi'avanasi. This is all when it comes to zechia. So by zechia, it has to actually come into his hand. If it doesn't come into his hand, then nothing has happened. But ma'ashen ken b'shlichus, there the yad ha'shliach is ki'ad ha'shalem ha'shalayach. And on the etzem chalos din of kamoso, the yad is kiyado shel ha-malve. The yad of this person is an extension of the hand of the malve. And therefore there's no hafka, there's no exclusion of chav la'achareini. As we explained in one of the recent shiurim that we gave yesterday, that the din of chav la'achareini doesn't mean that he's not kamoso. He's darn well kamoso. The problem with chav la'achareini is that even though he's kamoso, he can't be pol avuro. That's the problem. Since he's kamoso, it's even though he's kamoso, but still, since it's chav la'achareini, he cannot act. He cannot be pol in his behalf. But since he's kamoso, so what's happening in our case? There's a mice of gvias chov. In other words, when I do this tfisa for my friend, it's really my friend doing the tfisa. Because the metzias is that he's doing the tfisa. And then mela, I'm not pol avuro anything. Automatically, the money becomes his. Because it's mamona didei. As we explained, that it's really his money. Once I do this tfisa, once I do this gvi on his behalf, the money automatically becomes his. And here there's no chisar and no chav la'achareini, because it's shalohu nodel, as we explained at length in the previous shiurim. It's really his, and the other bali chov have no shaychas to this at all. So once we have this mitzias of gviya, that he collected the money, meaning the extension of his hand collected the money, so you're going to say, ah, he's chav la'achareini. The seder is chav la'achareini, can't be pol avuro. But in the mitzias, did his hand collect this money? The answer is yes. In a shliach to be mitzias, the yad shliach is kiyad mishalech. We view it as being the hand of the mishalech. So memela, now the money goes into the hands of the mishalech. The mishalech is zocha, and there's no problem of chav la'achareini. Chav la'achareini said he can't do this maisa, this chalos on behalf of his friend, because he's chav la'achareini. That's going to be in a minyan. It's not that he's not kamoso; he is kamoso. Just the chav la'achareini stops the pu'ula. It stops that he's being poel for his friend, that he's acting for his friend. But here all we need is, we don't need a pula's kinyan over here. All we need is a pula that it came into the hands of the malve. And here it did, because when he's appointed a shliach, it came into the hands of the malve. So once it came into the hands of the malve, mimeil it's his, because it's mimona didei, it's his money. As we explained, that once either if it's miyachet it lepiron or it's collected, it turns out it was his money all along. And mimeil it's nikna to him, it's acquired to him. So memela, it's pashut, that this is all b'gvias chov. That by gvias chov, zchia doesn't work, because chov la'achareini, because lemaisa didn't come into your friend's hand, and the chov la'achareini is monea this zchia. It prevents this zchia on behalf of your friend from being chal. But when it's a shliach, it came into his hands. There's nothing you can do to stop it. B'mitzias, it came into his hand, because you're an extension of his hand. And memela, it's nikna to him. And the chav la'achareini doesn't stop it, because it turns out that it's his money. This is no longer chav la'achareini. When it came into his hand, it turns out that this was the money that was his all along. So what chav la'achareini is there? That's when it's shlichos, that's when it comes into his hand. Shein ken by zechia, it's not his hand. Since it's not his hand, so then the chav la'achareini comes in and stops it from being a chal. It's disadvantaging others. Lav kol kamina liskos zev lachov la'acherim. So that's all b'gvias chov. But by mitziyah, that the whole union of mitziyah is zechias mamin. There's no nafgamina between zechiyah and shlichus. And Rashi is mode that even shlichus, it's not effective b'chov la'acherim. Because by gvias chov, what do we say? And when it comes into the hands of the mishalech, it turns out it was his all along, so therefore there's no inachav lachrini. It's mamona didei. Because when I owe somebody money, I'm holding on to his money. Which money is it that's his? Well, we'll find out when it comes into his hands. That was his money. So that's all b'gvias chov. But when it comes to a mitziyah, there's no nafkamina, zechi and shlichus. What's the difference? You don't say that it was his all along, that this is really his, the mishalech. So there Rashi is modeh, that even by shlichus, it's not going to be effective if it's chav la'achrini. Because the chav la'achrini tells us, yes, you're kamoso, but you can't be poel for him. And here, you're being poel for him. Here, you're acquiring this mitzi on his behalf. That we don't let you. And therefore, it's very good that the Rishon improved. That magbia mitziyah v'chaver, even if he's a shliach, it's not going to work, because you can't be poel for your friend if it's chav la'achrini. And by magbia mitziyah, you're being poel for your friend. You're being kona this mitziyah for your friend, and it's not an automatic that you're not doing, that it just came into your hands, which is really the hands of the mishalech. But seder, you're kamoso, it's like the hands of the mishalech. But if you have to be kona, it's not automatically being niknet to him. You have to be kona for him. And you can't be, because it's chav la'achrini. Hope this is clear, and if it's not, anybody can always call me or email me, and hopefully I'll explain more. And that's exactly what Rashi says in Beitza, that when it comes to shlichus, we say that amagbi amitziya b'shlichus chaveru lo kana chaveru. So Rashi's not so sure himself at all. Taka, that's the way Rashi holds when it comes to a mitziyah. So the yisod of the teretz is, the kasha was that if tofis al-baal chov v'mokum shechov la'acherim is kone b'shlichus, so why don't we say magbiya mitziyah l'chaver is also kone b'shlichus, and we're mechalik because magbiya mitziyah l'chaver lo kone chaver is also because you're chov la'acherini. So why should it work with shlichus? So mechalik between shlichus and gvias chov. That if it's chov la'achrini, it doesn't work if you have to make a kinyan on behalf of the mishaleach. You can't be poel for him. But if all you have to do is that b'metzias, it should come into your hand, and your hand is an extension of the sender, as it is by shlichus, but not by zechiyah, memela. It will be effective because the kinyan is going to be an automatic. That's by gvias chov, mashen kein by mitziyah. And with this, Reb Chaim also answers the kasha from Yemer Bar Choshu in Tosfos, and hopefully in the next year we'll see that. And also we will hopefully see another ofen, another way of being miyashev shitas Rashi, and hopefully we will continue seeing niflos mitoras Hashem b'simcha v'tuv levav meirov kol amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.